Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this hour, I am joined by Rules for Anti-Radicals author and the head of Grassroots North Carolina. His name is Paul Vallone. I have a very interesting discussion I'd like to have with him. Paul, how are you today?
Very good, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, when you were writing Rules for Anti-Radicals, in your mind, because, I mean, one of the things that you do, like last time I think I had you on the show, you were on your way to Tom Tillis's general vicinity to give him what for, because he was going to vote for the BSCA or whatever that is that they passed out of the Senate.
Yeah, right.
As you're writing the rules for anti-radicals, I know that over the course of your time as a pro-Second Amendment advocate and somebody that strolls into a lawmaker's office and causes them to have a conniption, that it has occurred to you that sometimes...
Yeah, you.
I'm almost certain it has occurred to you that while the Democrats, we know exactly, when they were coming in this last time, we knew what they were going to do. We knew what they were going to try to do. We knew how bad it was going to be. And we girded ourselves for it. But the last time when we had Trump and we had Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell was in charge of the Senate, they sat on national reciprocity for how long?
I don't recall exactly, but quite a while.
Quite a while.
And continue to sit on it pretty much, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what are we to do? Right now, the murder turtle's out there trying to put the chill on the fact that they might take back over the Senate because of what he says are bad, not really great candidates. And, you know, that we'll see what happens with that. But considering what some of these guys are running against on the Democratic side, I don't quite understand how that would possibly be a thing. But I'm pretty sure they're definitely going to take over the House. And the next time we get it all.
Don't assume that. Never assume that. Okay, I refuse to assume a red wave because people will stay home and they won't vote, okay? We need to fight for that.
Yeah. Well, I think given everything that's going on, I think the motivation is there to vote right now if we can just maintain it through November the 8th. But what are we to make of how do we take these politicians? I know most Republicans that call themselves, quote, conservative. I don't know exactly what it is they're trying to conserve, because if you talk to most people, they would say, well, we'd like for somebody to rule from the center. Well, we're going to have to make a very hard right turn to correct the direction we're going into just to get back to the center. So how do we get these politicians in Congress and the House and the Senate to, one, listen to their constituents, and two, get a little fire in their belly?
Well, backing up just a little bit, when I wrote Rules for Anti-Radicals, a practical handbook for defeating leftism, my goal was to write a book of tactics on how to win, because that's what I didn't find when I was looking at conservative books.
Right.
And so these tactics are what I've been using for 28 years. And there are some Republicans that could use this book. I actually offer tailored seminars, either virtual or in person, to teach tactics for legislative and election operations. And I have been especially offering them to Republican groups. But you know what? The people who need the tactics the most don't want them.
Yeah.
They think they're doing just fine.
Yeah.
Especially the ones I call the country club Republicans.
Mm.
Now, you know the type. You know, they say, I'm a fiscal conservative but a social moderate. Yeah, right. a lot of them, okay, and I think the politicians, the elected politicians, get away with this because the base of their party has some fundamental misunderstandings and because they don't hold their feet to the fire. Many of them labor under a fundamental misunderstanding of how politics works. I hear from them all the time that our political system is broken thanks to corruption. I respond that politics was corrupt when the Constitution was ratified. Then I tell them that our system works. It just doesn't work the way you think it does. And so what we need to do is to keep these politicians in line. The base of the party must understand better how this process works. The most fundamental misunderstanding is the claim that politics is the art of compromise. You've heard that.
Right.
Many times. And that, of course, you're talking about, I think it was Senate Bill 2938, the bipartisan whatever, Safer Communities Act or whatever nonsense they called it. They compromised. The problem is...
Do you need to clear your throat or something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Politics is not the art of compromise. It's the art of conflict. Vectors of force. Imagine a box with the players on left and right trying to push it left or right. And he who pushes strongest can move that box to the center of debate, or the Overton window, if you will, in the desired direction. That's called confrontational politics. And I'm sure you know H.L. Richardson, the founder of Gun Owners of California and Gun Owners of America, wrote a book by that name that everybody ought to read, Confrontational Politics. See, compromise, as our opposition defines it, is frankly a dirty word because it defines a process under which we might lose less than under the left's original proposal, but we still lose. And 2938 is a perfect example. What did we gain out of that? Anything? What did gun owners gain out of this gun control bill that the Republican 14 Republicans compromised on?
Nothing.
Nada. Nothing.
They made no play for anything in exchange.
Nope. Not a thing. That's why Saul Alinsky, who wrote the Handbook for Leftists, that's been the handbook of leftists for 50 years, he loved compromise. He said, and I quote, to the organizer, compromise is a key and beautiful word. It's always present in the pragmatics of operation. If you start with nothing, demand 100%, then compromise for 30%. You're 30% ahead. Of course, next, they'll come after you and demand the other half of what you still have, and half of that again, and half of that again, until we're left with nothing. That's the story of gun control from 1968 onward.
Yep.
And that's why Grassroots North Carolina is a no-compromise gun rights organization. We might compromise tactically in a fight in which we stand to gain something, but we never compromise our principles. And I never water down bad bills. So... that's the first thing the base of the Republican Party needs to know in order to hold people's feet to the fire. People like Tom Tillis and John Cornyn and the rest of them, you know, the surrender monkeys that negotiated S-2938. The second fundamental problem with conservatives in general and Republicans in particular is that they suffer from what I call terminal sportsmanship. When plotting tactics, they say, that isn't fair, or that wouldn't be ethical. At which point, the left comes in and slams us with Alinsky's flexible ethics. After all, he claimed that the question of do ends justify the means was irrelevant. The real question, he said, was whether this particular end justifies this particular means.
Right.
So that's why I tell people, it's nice to be nice and it's good to be right, but alas, public policy is driven by neither. Okay.
Well, now, hang on for me for a minute. We're coming up on the next break. Paul Vallone is the head of Grassroots North Carolina. He's also the author of The Rules for Anti-Radicals. On the back of the book, parents whose children are being indoctrinated by Marxist teachers, gun owners fed up with having their guns banned and rights infringed, citizens who know voter ID laws are crucial to their fair elections. Anybody sick of woke lunacy? This is a book for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to author and of Rules for Anti-Radicals and the head of Grassroots North Carolina, that's Paul Vallone. I know I interrupted you to go into the break, but I wanted to ask you a question. How bad is it within the politicians as far as where are these mindsets come from? Based upon the consultancy, because all of these guys hire a consultant.
Well, you mean for campaigns, or do you mean their staffers once they get there?
Well, you know.
Staffers once they get there, they're the biggest problem. a staffer's job is to insulate the politician from the constituents.
Right.
And if he doesn't do so, his job doesn't last. So it's always a difficult thing to get past the staffers. But this is why, rather than using access-based lobbying, okay, we use the grassroots mobilization model. Access-based lobbyists, they depend on access to the politician. And if they tick off the politician, they don't get access. So they can't afford to be controversial. The politician is the one controlling your relationship. Now, with angry voters, or what Patrick Buchanan once called the peasants with pitchforks, okay, those guys, you drop a few hundred or a few thousand phone calls and angry emails into a legislator's office, and that staffer can't insulate him from that. And consequently, they respond to that. But you have to be willing to understand that once again, politics is the art of conflict, as we were saying before the break.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
It does. One time I was asked to help somebody that wanted to be sheriff in Lexington, South Carolina. He wanted to know about what he should think about gun rights. And I said, and his consultant was in the room. It was a conference call. And I said, well, you ought to get out there and say just out loud that we within law enforcement understand that, law and order is actually the purview of the public, because we can't be everywhere. Normally we get called after the crime. And it's the armed citizen that is actually a very good augmentation to us. And I could hear the consultant just groan in the back. Oh my God.
Yep.
Another time when they were trying to primary Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm. I told the one guy that I thought that actually would be pretty decent in the job, I told him, you're going to have to set yourself aside. You're going to have to separate yourself from the herd, because back then it was him, it was Nancy Mace, who serves in Congress right now, and about five other people. And they were all doing the same thing, making the same noises. And it had nothing to do with, they talked about Lindsey Graham primarily, but they did not talk about what they would do. And they didn't do something, Trump, the reason Trump won his nomination is because he sounded different than the other 18 guys.
Yep.
He separated himself from the herd, and they won't do it. They just won't do it.
Well, now imagine this. Imagine when you get a politician that you're trying to get to establish a position on something that you want them, to establish. Imagine you drop a few hundred phone calls into their campaign, or into their legislative office, or wherever. And suddenly, it's not just you anymore. It's hundreds of people saying, you need to do this. And they tend to listen. I mean, this is what GOA taught us. I mean, the late Senator Everett Dirksen said, and I quote, when I feel the heat, I see the light. Okay? That's what really works.
Right.
In politics. So that would be, my suggestion in a case like that. But, yeah, I mean, you've got – it's hard finding good, solid candidates for bill sponsors and stuff like that. It's a constant recruitment process. And I can only say I've met perhaps a handful of legislators – I will not call them politicians – who were trustworthy, and they never made it very far in politics precisely because they were trustworthy. Especially when you get to a leadership position, they're making compromises with everybody.
Right.
So
let me ask you a question about people running for office, because that's the other thing, having a deep bench and constantly having that bench fed with new blood. Is it 100% absolutely advantageous to be a lawyer if you're going to run for office?
Nah, I don't think it's necessary. It can be advantageous, but, I mean, let's put it this way. Legal advice is always available. I mean, you've got committee counsels. You've got the legislative counsel for the chamber. You're talking to a guy that wrote North Carolina's Castle Doctrine and Stand Your Ground Law. I'm not a lawyer. I grafted it from Florida statutes, ran it past a bunch of lawyers, and we determined there were a couple of things that needed to change because North Carolina statutes were different than Florida's. We changed those, and ultimately we passed the bill. And we have one of the best Castle Doctrine stand your ground laws in the country, one of the strongest. It creates actually a rebuttable legal presumption that you face a reasonable fear of imminent death or great bodily harm, which, of course, is the trigger for using deadly force to defend yourself.
Right.
If somebody forcibly and unlawfully enters your home, your motor vehicle, or your workplace, I'm not aware of any other law in the country that is that expansive. So, and I'm not a lawyer. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, what I was going to ask is, I mean, if I were wanting to run for office, I would want to have an advisor to where I don't allow myself to go out and AOC myself to where I start saying some absolutely ridiculous stuff. Now, I have figured out watching AOC operate that if you learn in Congress the, you know, the with unanimous consents and when you say, you know, strike the last word, all these other little phrases they have to have for the, I guess, for the parliamentary decorum, anybody apparently can do that, watching her and the rest of her squad do it. But, I, you know, after the Tea Party, when Trey Gowdy came up, Trey Gowdy was my congressman. And do you know how many bills Trey Gowdy ever wrote?
No, I don't really know offhand.
None.
None?
None. He never wrote a bill. He might have voted on some bills. He might have co-sponsored some bills. But, I mean, besides all of his committee stuff and all of his TV stuff, he really didn't do that much of nothing. And that would not be the kind of politician, if I were going to be in Congress, that would, I would want to be quite the... it would probably seem like I was trying to win a popularity contest because I'd be constantly, you know, ask Liz Cheney how it works when you don't go home. Or when you don't go to where you left your carpet bag, if where you don't go when you, where you left your carpet bag. So yeah.
Well,
anyway,
I think we now know what happens when you do that.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals. You can find this book at Amazon. It is a very well thought out book. It is the kind of book that somebody needed to write. This is what Trump was practicing in a book, and a very concentrated, thought out version. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that one year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. Two countries the United States has a contentious relationship with are planning to attend the G20 summit.
Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Al-Shafi al-Sheikh, a member of the infamous terror cell known as the ISIS Beatles, is getting sentenced to life in prison for charges including the kidnapping and murder of multiple Americans in Syria. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Jessica D. Aber, credits the victims' families' pursuit of justice for getting verdicts in the case.
Without the family's commitment, this case never would have made it to our courthouse. We would not have the result we have today.
Fellow ISIS Beatle Alexandria Cody was sentenced to life in prison back in April. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking with Paul Vallone, author and head of Grassroots North Carolina. You wrote rules for anti-radicals, but for the radicals that are in office right now, what should we be calling the Republican Party up and saying about what the left has been doing and what they haven't been doing as we lead into this next midterm election? What should we be putting out there in front of them saying, hey, have you maybe thought about maybe this being a platform? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, first and foremost, I'm trying to get conservatives and Republicans in particular to actually adopt tactics that win. Okay, rather than this terminal sportsmanship I was talking about, or this compromising of our principles. As I said before, in the previous section, it's nice to be nice and it's good to be right, but public policy is driven by neither of those things.
Right.
And so, as conservatives, we need to get a lot more hard-edged about what we do. Classic example. North Carolina House, I had this legislator, stalwart conservative, right? We had a pro-gun bill that got to the House floor for second reading, and the anti-gunners tried to hang gun control amendments on it, 12 of them to be exact. And the rules chairman, a pretty good guy at that point, now it's gone to his head, unfortunately. He's the speaker now, and he's gone to the dogs. But at that point, what he was doing, he was offering motions to table for each one of those procedural motions for each one of those amendments so they wouldn't be debated. And all of his motions to table passed, but when I looked at the recorded vote afterwards, this one legislator, this stalwart conservative, had voted wrong all 12 times. Now, I track votes for procedural stuff as well as, you know, the substantive votes, because that's how you evaluate candidates with recorded votes. People need to watch what they do, not what they say.
Right.
And so I went to this guy and I said, Michael, why did you vote wrong on these 12 procedurals? And he goes, well, you know, I think every legislator should have a right to have his amendment heard and debated. Sportsmanship. You know what I said? I said, Michael, you retired from the Marine Corps. When you were winning a battle in Iraq, How many times did you say, we should let the enemy regroup and resupply so we can have a fair fight?
Hmm.
Okay? This battle with the left is for all the marbles, our values, our society, our government, our freedom. We don't have the luxury of taking prisoners. And so you Republicans and conservatives need to understand that this battle doesn't end. We have this tendency because, you know, we don't want to control people. So what we do is when we elect a Ronald Reagan or a Donald Trump, we figure we've done our bit. And we go back to mowing the lawn or watching football or spending time with our families. And that's because, as conservatives, we don't want to control anybody. We just want to be left alone.
Right.
Not so the left, though. Win, lose, or draw, they immediately start plotting the next step in controlling your life. Conservatives need to realize that we are in this for the long haul. We lost our freedoms incrementally, and we can only win them back incrementally.
Yeah. That, man, that's the thing that I don't think some people get, because I remember when the Tea Party movement was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2010 election happened, and the Tea Party just swept in. And when they swept in, as soon as it was done, the very next day they were like, oh, good, now we can take a break.
Yep.
And I called this consultant, and he said, yeah, everybody's tired, they're taking a break. I was like, obviously, you guys don't understand the nature of war. And I was the new guy that was on the scene, and I was causing all these issues and everything, and I was just like, hey, you know, this is definitely not the way to do things as far as that's going to go, because the left is gearing up. And they were.
Yep. And don't tell me, let me guess, what you heard is, that's not how we do things here, right? I used to hear that all the time when I started running gun rights organizations. And some politicians would go, well, that's not how we do things here. You know what I said to them? I said, I know that. That's why you always lose.
Yeah. that's not what I heard. What I heard was that people were tired and they needed to take some time and they needed to do this and they needed to do that. And I was like, you know, when you score in a boxing match, when you hit the guy in the jaw, you don't sit back and go, oh, 'tis only sporting to let him get his wits back about him. You knock him out.
Right.
You knock him cold.
Yep.
And he was like, well, politics are not like boxing. I said, that's probably the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't call me very often anymore.
Once again, confrontational politics. You know, people don't realize that you actually change the center of debate. Think about our socialized medical system now, Obamacare. Well, it wasn't Obamacare the first time around. It was Hillary Care.
Right.
Right? But, you see, the Overton window refers to the range of policies that can be proposed that might be acceptable to, you know, and arguably acceptable to the public at any given time. Back in the 90s, when she, you know, probably 93, what was it, 90, something like 93, when she was proposing Hillary Care, it wasn't acceptable at that point in time. But you know what? The left just kept pushing over decades. It took another 20 years. But guess what? Hillary Care, Obamacare, it passed because they kept the pressure up over the long haul.
Yep.
The same thing is true for the LGBTQIA+, or whatever they're calling themselves today. That crowd, okay? Once upon a time, okay, this was, you know, could we come out of the closet? Now it's, can we have drag queen story hour for your children? You know? Just saying.
Well, I mean, that it... That whole the gender thing is that's one of the bigger mysteries to me, because I don't quite get it, because in order for them to reach acceptance, I would have to think they have to respect privacy. And instead of respecting privacy, do they not only don't want to do that, they also want to be in your face. They want to demand your approval. And they want kids. They want your kids. They think they're entitled to teach. They can't make their own, but they want to teach yours. So that's always, I just sit back going, what, you know, You guys obviously don't understand the nature of things, do you? But that's all beside the point. I just Yes.
I would argue that they're collectivists. They don't really believe in privacy per se. Okay, they believe that they're a school of fish that tend to move together, and they're not happy unless somebody is controlling that school of fish. I think who was it? I'm not sure if it was Orwell or somebody else that said that. Maybe it was Ray Bradbury. I forget. The nature of politics is not defined by, you know, left or right or conservative or liberal or anything else. Everything divides down into two groups of people: those who believe that people should be controlled and those who have no such desire. We're the freedom-loving types. They want control. That's what it's all about. And they're not going to be happy unless they're controlling your life. So.
Indeed. Indeed.
That's one of those fundamentals that I think conservatives and Republicans in particular just fail to grasp. Okay? They do not understand the nature of the threat we face. And so that's one of the things I try in part one of the book. I go through how we got where we are, okay? Critical theory, the introduction in Columbia University, 1937, by Antonio Gramsci, the whole, you know, multi-generational effort, the long march through the cultural institutions and everything else. People need to know how we got where we are in this totally absurd position where it now becomes we cannot admit biological realities about men and women without being called, you know, homophobes or whatever the epithet of the day happens to be.
Some sort of phobe.
It's bizarre.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Paul Vallone. This is Lock and Load.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have been joined this hour by Paul Vallone. He is the writer of Rules for Anti-Radicals. He is the head of Grassroots North Carolina. He is the, in my opinion, the single most effective state gun rights advocate out there today of all of the other 50 states. And, when you walk into places, they get sort of nervous that you're in the, Paul's in the house, you know, that kind of thing.
Careful. You're gonna build my ego up too much. You know that, right?
Well, I mean, maybe you won't retire if I do that. Maybe you'll just keep on doing it, keep on going.
Well, let me put it this way. As I often tell people, they're like, wow, you've been at this for a long time. I say, well, ticking off leftists is a labor of love. So, you know.
Now, one thing, let me ask you about this. A lot of people have been labeled as domestic terrorists for ticking off leftists now. That's becoming a thing. They do it via, saying, well, I don't think my child should have to wear a mask in school, or you name it. You name it. So what do you say to those people when they're out there going, well, they're coming for us. What do you say to them?
Well, let's put it this way. The one that I hear all the time is, I don't want to be on a list. Well, I got news for you, dude. You're already on a list.
Yeah.
Get out there and be vocal and fight. All right, you've got parents like in Loudoun County, Virginia, that objected to the sexualization of their children, and being boys using women, girls' bathrooms, resulting in the rape of one of them, and so they got in your face with the school board there, and so consequently, old Merrick Garland comes out and issues a memo about domestic terrorists that are the parents. The Biden administration has made very clear that they're going to weaponize the Department of Justice. They're weaponizing the ATF in ways that it's just unimaginable. Illegal gun registries. They just raided somebody. They're raiding people's homes now that bought these forced reset triggers that they're trying to call machine guns that aren't really machine guns. They're trying to reclassify. They're basically changing regulations by regulatory fiat rather than the proper way to go through Congress and legislate. And so the only way this is going to stop is when we stand up. When we stand up, you know, make our voices heard, like the parents in Loudoun County, Virginia did, like Moms for Liberty did against Disney and their, you know, woke crap down in Florida, we just need to stand and be united, you know, join organizations, create organizations, use grassroots mobilization, and frankly, beat the living daylights out of the left until they comply.
Right. Well, we're going, here's the other thing, and this is the part that bugs me the most. The American electorate is fickle, aren't they? They're quite forgetful. I'm sort of hoping that the people that are out there going, you know, I just want to do my tailgating. I just want to watch my football. I just wanted this. I hope that when they're going to the tailgate and they're going, holy moly, this cost more than my car payment to put gas in my car. You know, when they go into Walmart and walk out with three bags and they just spend $130 when they look at it. And do you know how many people were in the Gestapo during the height of World War II?
No, I don't, actually.
32,000, and the IRS is trying to hire, although we could... 87,000 more. I don't get too excited about that because there's sort of a lot of requirements to work for the IRS, and I just don't think there's 87,000 people in that particular field just saying, you know, I'd really like to work for less money for the government.
Yeah, I hope you're right. You did, I'm sure, see the memo they put out there. Yeah, I guess was a little job posting that said that the IRS auditors they're hiring should be willing to be armed and to use deadly force. You see that one?
Well, now they've got to find Rambo accountants. I mean, how many of those can there possibly be?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
We're going to find out. No doubt about it. We're going to find out. Yeah. Plus, if the House does roll in here, and I wonder if Speaker of the House McCarthy would actually do it, but they can actually reallocate that money, can't they?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure that you'd have to look at the rules for the chamber, and I'm not sure if they could, but I guess they probably could, yes.
Well,
but
I mean...
My money says they won't have the guts to do it.
That wouldn't stop the Democrats. They have just shattered every norm out there. That's what I'd be going by. That's what I'd be... I would be using the rules that they set up against them, and I'd be going, oh, well, you shattered every norm. So, here, you guys want to hire some people? Here's who they're going to go after. You get to go after the unscrupulous employers who are getting credit from the U.S. government, but in actuality, they're paying illegal immigrants under the table. That's who you got to go after. We're not going to have a SWAT audit team. We're not going to have that. As a matter of fact, turn in your guns. We're gonna buy those back. Anyway,
you bought them the first time. What do you mean you're gonna buy them back?
they could set
you're a taxpayer.
Boy, that would be just a slap in the face, wouldn't it? Well, we're gonna make these available to the taxpayers. They can pay twice, but you know, you'll be disarmed. They'll be happy with that. They'll figure out how to be happy with that.
The bizarre thing, I guess, about a week ago was before the raid on Mar-a-Lago. The weekend before that, Project Veritas obtained leaked documents from the FBI about militia violent extremists, which is you and me.
Right.
Because anybody who uses 2A or the Gadsden flag or any of these, or the Betsy Ross flag, you know, all these traditional American symbols, if you display those, you're a militia violent extremist. Mm. And so that's when I referred to the FBI that weekend as the Gestapo. Unfortunately, on Monday morning, they proved me right because they raided Mar-a-Lago that day.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty scary out there, frankly.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is going to be that the FBI is going to have to go. Whoever comes in, I mean, if I could get a hold of Trump right now, I'd be sitting back going, you got a campaign on getting rid of the FBI. And I mean, not going in there and cleaning house. I mean, disband them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go hunt and kill Michael Hayden just to make an example of these yahoos who think, well, you know, if talk can get you killed, these guys are doing the wrong talk. You got to show them what the wrong talk is. You're going to have to go do a bunch of things, and you're going to have to campaign on that the same way you campaign. And stop talking about 2020. Let's talk about 2024, what you got to do to save the country, because you're right. You can get out there and say, I told you so, and move on. And everybody will know what you're talking about.
Yep. Well, you just realized with that last, those last points you made, you just fattened your FBI file by probably another half an inch.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Listen, if I'm just quoting Michael Hayden. He's the one out there saying, well, you know, they got out there and they said that, somebody said that they compared them to the Trump to the Rosenbergs, who were executed for passing, really, truly passing nuclear secrets to the Soviets. And they, you know, they were executed for that. And they were saying, well, maybe this should happen to Trump. And Hayden popped up there and said, yeah, that sounds about right. So,
peachy.
Yeah, that's a guy who used to run the CIA. It feels so warm and fuzzy to have been a part of the military-industrial complex and enabled idiots like that Yahoo to get where he is today. Anyway,
or Christopher Ray, another Yahoo.
Yeah, all of these suit wearing, you know, pomade in their hair, looking coiffed, never been outside in the sun or the wind, idiots that are trying to run the country into the ground, and they're doing a very, very, very good job. But hey. I'm about to run out of time, so let me do a little pointing out as we do. The rules for anti-radicals, that can be found at Amazon or where else, Paul?
Amazon.com or else rulesforantiradicals.com. That's rulesforantiradicals.com. That's my website. And you can also find some virtual seminars there as well.
Go check out the book. The book is, it's an eye-opening book. It makes you realize how powerful you may be able to be if you just employ a few things. And, of course, still at Grassroots North Carolina. And, listen, I want to thank you for pivoting on the dime that I caught you on and saying, oh, yeah, Bill, I didn't have anything going on in my life for this weekend. I'll be happy to come on your radio show today.
Well,
I do
actually,
appreciate that.
I thank you for helping get the word out. I appreciate it very much. Well, thank you, sir.
I'm it is my job. We'll be right back. Coming up next, the Black Sphere, Kevin Jackson. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.